Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. Every week, we gather and look at the energy and astrology of the week ahead. And this week, we're going to talk about more of the energies of April, including sweet Venus, is really being put through the ringer this month. So I want to give you a heads up about that. If you're new to this broadcast, I have been sharing with you information since 2012 in different features, if you will. I talk a lot about consciousness and spirituality as well as astrology, and you can find out more about my current offerings on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. I also have a new business site, and that is at mollymccord.online. And that is where you'll find my free weekly business training. These are all videos. They're video-based trainings where I share with you more about building up your business as a writer, entrepreneur, healer, mompreneur, anyone who is trying to get things going for themselves and to share more of your gifts. I love business. I love helping you. I have over 25 years of business experience, so I really hope that this is valuable information to help you this year and into next year. So there's a lot going on right now, and if you've been listening to the past few weeks, especially of this show, you know I've been talking about April, and it has the keyword wonky. And the reason why is because we have quite a few planets that are changing direction and or changing signs. And here's the visual, the energetic visual of what that looks like. I was in a parking lot yesterday, one of those big American parking lots that's, you know, huge and so many cars, and people were so confused about what to do. They were creating these little traffic jams in the parking lot. I mean, it was like someone was trying to reverse, another person was trying to go forward, but they had to wait for somebody to make a turn, and then there was a pedestrian, and then they couldn't go forward, and then no, they wanted to go the other way, and it was like this, it was like everyone was a clown or something. You're just like, what is going on? Why can't people get it together? There's no forward movement here. It's just a little bit of chaos. And I'm just trying to get into the grocery store. So this parking lot situation made me laugh and just was a great visual of April. Because we have so many planets doing different things, there is a lack of sync, okay? There's like this stop and go and zig and zag and do I go left? Do I stop? Do I go forward? Do I go right? And it's like this sense of you might not know what to do this month. You might say, I'm going in this direction. I want to continue in this direction, but I'm getting stop signs or I'm feeling delays or maybe I need to think about it more. Now, we have planets moving into retrograde, and as I described last week, a retrograde is only an illusion. It's only an illusion. It's not real. You know, it's something that we see here on Earth, which I think has so much meaning to it. I mean, right away, right? Like, everything's an illusion anyways. Our life is an illusion. Like, nothing is really as it seems. And so you take in this illusion of retrograde planets, and I believe it's meant to support us, to help us pull back in, to rethink, reprioritize, reconsider, and recommit to what we really want and what is in alignment for us. So we have these planets that are changing directions. Venus is currently in retrograde, and she just came back into Pisces. And she loves Pisces because Pisces is caring and sweet and kind and intuitive and emotional, and she can just relax, kick back. When I think of Venus and Pisces, I think of a Disney princess. And, oh, what a beautiful life. And, you know, she has that idealism and that sweetness. And she needs time to herself, and she escapes into her castle, and it's just really lovely. So Venus likes being in Pisces. I'm going to talk more about why it's going to be rough this month, though. I want to do some more heads up about these retrograde planets first, and then I'll come back to Venus. Then we have, happening now, in fact, Saturn is going retrograde in Sagittarius. He is at 27 degrees of Sag. So he's really almost done in the sign. And in fact, he'll finish up right before Christmas, actually. He'll finish up in Sagittarius and enter Capricorn when the sun enters Capricorn in December. How's that for synchronicity? But until then, Saturn is now going retrograde. He slows down, and he's that big, giant stop sign. He's the one that says, all right, it's time to look at this more closely. And, you know, you could feel it as this this sense of, I have to get real about something. I have to make a commitment. Where do I need to make some real, tangible changes and really look at what's going on here? What's the bigger picture of what I want? And Saturn does that for us. He's very much about the real world and our physical lives and our everyday existence, you know, our body, our food, our house, the structures of our lives, how we live here in the physical plane. And so when Saturn goes retrograde, we look at that those issues more closely. And his energy is really strong right now, simply because he's turning retrograde. And in fact, it's exact, I believe, today, April 6th. All throughout April, Saturn is at 27 degrees of Sag. Look in your chart, and that is where he is working with you closely. Look at the house placement, and that is the area of life that he is working with you. So he's going to be there at that same spot for the whole month. Then he retrogrades back to 22 degrees, and then he'll move forward again in the fall. So that's another change right now. We have Venus retrograde. We have Saturn going retrograde. Next up, Mercury is going to be going retrograde on the 10th. He's currently at 4 degrees of Taurus. He's going to go back into Aries, and you're going to rethink those ideas you had, and you're going to see them differently, and you're going to say, I started that. Maybe it doesn't have enough legs. I want to do something different. What am I going to change up? So don't make commitments right now. Don't make too many commitments, I should say. Don't get too wrapped up in what it has to look like. Know that you're going to be reviewing it throughout April. You're going to be looking at it again, and in May is when we get that fresh clarity. Mercury is going to go retrograde back to 24 degrees of Aries. So really not that far, only 10 degrees. But he's going to help us look at what we've started and ensure it's truly what we want. It truly lines up with where you're starting fresh right now. We just had all this energy in Aries, and all this energy in Aries was making sure that you started something new that is you. It's this new chapter in your life, this new sense of me, of self, of I am this person now, and am I embracing the courage to be this version of myself now? And chances are it looks different, right? And you look different to some people, based on everything you've been through, based on what you've let go of over the past few years, and what you've realized about your needs and who you are. So that Aries energy is always that first spark of energy, that first spark of light. Then we move into Taurus, and we give it form, and we give it practicality. But we're not there yet. We're not quite into that full Taurus energy. We're still looking at what is being birthed. So Mercury goes back into Aries, where he'll be most of April, and you're going to reconfigure and rework some things. And then in May, it's going to feel more solid. And you're going to be like, okay, yeah, this is the better version of that first idea. So don't just throw it out. It could be something that still you should stick with and play with, but allow it to change. Keep it malleable. Keep it open. So Mercury stations retrograde April 10th. Then we have Pluto. Our dude Pluto is going to be stationing retrograde later on in April, and he is at 19 degrees of Capricorn all this month and all of May. Now, Pluto is the slowest moving planet, and it's not uncommon for him to hang out at a degree for a long amount of time. But what you're looking at is in your chart, all right, Pluto, he's sitting there at 19 degrees in April and May. If you have any planets or important parts of your chart at 19 degrees, especially in the cardinal signs, okay? The cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Pluto is really digging in. He digs deep. He says, you've got to go deeper. You've got to go deeper. And he is the shadow. And he is the crappy stuff that we don't like about ourselves. He's the part of you that you didn't see before. But when you do consciously see the Pluto energy, you break free. You say, oh, my God, I didn't realize those were my thoughts, or that's what I was doing, or that's what I was feeling, or that's what my motivation was, or that's what was happening underneath the surface. But Pluto requires you to dig in. What's happening here? What's going on in your psyche? What is the fear that is operating within you? And you're meant to see it, to understand it, to see that it can be a different form. It doesn't have to be in the fear form. You can elevate it. You can spiral up to a different form. So Pluto is really strong when he starts to slow down. And he's going to be, like I said, hanging out at 19 degrees of Capricorn this month and next month. So if that works with a point in your chart of 19 degrees, you're going to feel it. You're going to know it. You will know it because you're going to have a struggle. You're going to have a power struggle. It could be deeply emotional. Some kind of control can come up. You know, Pluto is about the yuckier things, either manipulation, revenge, lies, you know, the things that humanity does that it's like they go into survival mode and do anything to survive. That's Pluto. So that energy is coming up in April. And then we have our friend, I think Chiron actually stays direct. Sorry, I'm going to check something really quick on my ephemeris because I can't remember when Chiron goes retrograde too. Oh, it looks like it's not for a while. Okay, so I'm totally wrong. Totally off about that. So we have this month Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde, Saturn, retrograde, Pluto retrograde, and then Jupiter is still retrograde. That's the other one I was trying to remember. Jupiter is moving backwards through Libra. He's at 18 degrees and going back to 15 degrees this month, and he's making us aware of our relationship needs and our relationship patterns and what is going on there. So it's not a huge deal to have a lot of planets retrograde, but the energy that is significant is when they're all changing into retrograde in the same amount of time. And that's what makes April wonky, is that, again, it's this crazy parking lot where you have all these different cars going in different directions, different motivations, different intentions, different needs, and they just don't sync up. So I was talking about how Venus is so sweet in Pisces, and she loves Pisces, and it makes her feel good. But it also can bring up her fears. And, you know, Pisces holds so much energy for the collective. It's a really spiritual energy, and it can also be a place where we unconsciously store our fears of, I would say actually it's more like sabotage ourselves, okay? Sabotaging ourselves with blame, self-pity, victim, separation stuff, escapism. It's where we say, I cannot handle the real world. Man, I need a drink. You know, I need to go hang out at the beach. But it's an inability at times to deal with life, to deal with the real world things. And when we have Venus in Pisces, it means, well, yeah, you should take a break. You know, be kind to yourself. Give yourself alone time, alone space. You need the solitude. Go wander somewhere on your own and just enjoy whatever's around you. But what comes up this month is that Venus is going retrograde until 26 degrees Pisces, which means all month she is square Saturn, who is sitting right there at 27 degrees of Sag, and he's saying no to sweet Venus. He's saying, you know, nope, you can't just have that. You're not going to get off the hook that easily. You can't just take off. Saturn making a square to Venus means that we don't get what we want right now. There's an element of timing in place, and that's what Saturn's all about. He's all about timing and when things are meant to connect for the best or for the good. And so he puts all this stop energy and the challenges and heaviness on Venus, and she's all about our relationships, our friendships, the women in our lives, our money, what we do to feel good, how we receive compliments, how we receive good news, how we receive. You know, she wants us to enjoy life. And Saturn is saying, well, you can enjoy life, but are you working? What are you doing about it? And who is this person? And do you trust her? And who are these people that you're negotiating with and that you're in relationship with? Are they any good? So Saturn challenges where we feel good. And then add to that, Venus is conjunct Chiron most of the month. Chiron is our soul wound. Chiron in Pisces is showing us where we are, where we feel vulnerable and emotional around our spiritual selves, where we can struggle with our intuition, our emotions, our sense of self, again, the real world, because anything in Pisces is about the real, is about how we escape the real world and go into spiritual realms. So we have Venus conjunct Chiron in Pisces squaring Saturn. And she kind of is getting into the fray here of this Saturn and Chiron square that is happening three times. We have the first one in December. We have the second one the end of April. And then we have a third exact meeting between Chiron and Saturn later on in, I think it's November, later on in the fall. So Venus walks in, her sweet little Disney princess self, and she's feeling lost. And she needs to be on the lookout right now for relationships that aren't good for her, where she's being taken advantage of. Venus and Pisces will give, and she'll do what you need her to do. But with Saturn there, he's saying, are you giving too much? What are you receiving? Are you working for this? Are they working for this? So you have to be aware of the wounds right now. You have to be aware of the fears. You have to be aware of, you know, are you doing too much? Is it affecting your sense of self? How are you feeling about money? Does money make you, does it have that emotional hook where you feel, oh, no, I'm never going to have enough. I'm never going to get this done. I'm never going to be able to do this dream. So Venus is the part of ourselves that wants life to feel good. And it might not be that way this month simply because she's meeting up with two planets that are triggering her wounds and her fears and giving her a reality check. keep an eye on money, be an observer of relationships, and, you know, remember that everything comes down to choice. And so when you have the feelings come up, you have the vulnerabilities, the fears, the worries, the anxiety, any of that, one of the beautiful aspects or beautiful things about Pisces is letting it go. Self-forgiveness, self-compassion, and saying, okay, that's not going to matter in the long run, or, all right, I did my best with that. Maybe I wasn't the best version of myself. Maybe I was angry. Maybe I was reactive. Maybe I was critical. Maybe I was coming from a place I don't like within myself. I forgive myself for that. And I'm not going to carry it. It's really important that you talk to yourself in that way right now and that you can detach. Pisces isn't good at detaching, but that's one of the ways we can get stronger with this is by choosing to be that observer of self. Now, the other reason that Venus is so big this month is because we had this full moon coming up in Libra next Tuesday, April 11th. It is at 21 degrees of Libra, and the full moon is always when the moon is on one side and the sun is on the other. So we have the full moon in Libra conjunct Jupiter, no less. And Jupiter is expansive. Jupiter is joyful. He's happy. He's buoyant. He wants to go bigger. And he's retrograde. So his energy isn't as external, meaning you might not feel as social. You could have a push and pull between, oh, I should go out. No, I want to stay in. That kind of a push and pull. So when we have the moon in Libra, we want to talk it out. We want to sit down, have some good sushi, pour the sake, and, you know, talk about our day, talk about our life with people who matter, people that we like to connect with. And so the full moon in Libra can have that urge to it, especially with Jupiter there, where you're like, oh, I really want to go out to a good dinner, hang out with my girls, or hang out with my boyfriend, see my husband, have a date night. You know, it has that type of energy with it, because Libra is about the people in our lives. But with this full moon, not only is it opposing the sun in Aries, which is the sense of self and what I want, but it's conjunct Uranus. And this makes for unexpected developments. It's like you could go out to dinner and all of a sudden the conversation goes where you didn't expect it to, or someone's telling you parts of themselves or something they want that you didn't realize was even on their radar. So you could have these surprising interactions. And because Mercury's retrograde, you know, you're probably not going to hear it right, or you're probably going to be like, what? What'd you say? Let me think about that. I don't know if I can agree to that yet. So there's a dynamic full moon here. And, you know, Venus is the ruler of the full moon. Venus rules Libra, and she's having a tough go at it, sitting there with her Saturn square and the Chiron conjunction. Then you add to the mix here, this full moon has a T-square with Pluto. Pluto at 19 degrees, remember? So he's right there squaring the 21 degrees of the sun and the moon. So that typically means changes. It's like you go out to dinner, you're enjoying your sushi, the conversation goes where you didn't think it would go, and then you're all of a sudden feeling a power struggle with someone, or you're like, no, I don't want that at all. This is what I want to do. It's like there's just this tension. It's really big tension time. So your heads up is that this full moon in Libra isn't going to be your typical Libra energy at all. It's going to actually do something that starts a fuse. So something's going to come up on Tuesday. It's going to start this fuse. And then when the sun makes an exact conjunction to Uranus, 2 days later, boom, the explosives go off. And then you're like, that's what you were talking about, or that's what I didn't know, and now I see it. That's when you get more information. So the heads up here is that next week could be a big time for relationship revelations, for finally understanding what somebody else wants. They have the courage to say it. They got to spit it out. Maybe they explode. Maybe they go off on you. Maybe you go off on someone. My cat is meowing right now, so he's going off on me. Maybe you've had enough. I mean, this is the energy of I've had enough. It's breakup energy. This full moon in Libra is a breakup energy. And so understand that whatever breaks up is just done, because it isn't really right for you and it isn't meant to go with you forward. And because we've had this Venus retrograde, you know, we've already been reviewing relationship stuff. And this brings you the revelation of, oh my gosh, that's not for me, or I'm so glad that relationship's over, or I'm really not sure this is going to go forward. Now, also keep in mind that Libra energy is about the giving and receiving, negotiating. So if you have to negotiate something during this full moon, just, you know, again, the fuse is going to be lit, and then you're going to see the bomb go off, the new information, the revelation, the something coming up. So keep that in mind. If you can give the negotiation time, even better. If you can wait till May, that is the best, because then we're going to have Mercury direct again, and it's not going to be quite so volatile. But it's just to know that, okay, this is what's coming up right now, which means that something is meant to shift, it's meant to change, it's meant to move you forward. And your job is to find the peace with that, to let it go, to forgive yourself. The other thing about Venus retrograde, which goes until April 15th, by the way, so we're almost done. We're almost there, where Venus is going to go direct, and she's going to know more about what she wants. But she's also cleaning up some of the stuff in Aries that she doesn't like about herself. So Venus in Aries is impulsive, can be selfish, can be self-important and narcissistic. She can be really angry. You know, she can just be like, well, she can just be a handful, truly, because she's not really always aware of other people. And so when Venus goes back into Pisces right now, she's forgiving herself for those Aries traits that she doesn't want anymore. And that's how, this is where you become more conscious of saying, oh, was I too selfish with that? Or maybe I reacted too quickly, or maybe I didn't consider the other person's needs. So we're cleaning up some of these lower vibe energies. We're saying, oh, I don't want that anymore. And we're forgiving ourselves. We're allowing ourselves to grow, to change, and to just be more conscious of those times when we don't always act out with the best of intentions or the best of behaviors. So it's definitely a pivotal time here for tuning in to how you're taking care of yourself, how you're nurturing yourself, how you're trusting and believing, even when it can feel like you're meeting some stop signs or things are volatile and shifting and unknown. Just remember to keep forgiving yourself, keep embracing the fact that you are a human being in lesson, and that's perfectly perfect, just like everyone on the planet is, and there's no expectation that you're going to do it 100% right all the time, but you're going to keep going, keep believing in yourself, and just have that undying sense of, I'm here for a reason. And I'm just going to make the most of each day. So I hope this has given you some perspective on the week coming up. I thank you so much for listening and for your presence. And I hope you will join me next Wednesday as we talk about more energies in the week ahead. Until then, you can find me at consciouscoolchic.com. And thank you so much. Many blessings and Always believe in yourself. You've totally got this. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.